Scott Masianica is our moderator for the panel today, and David Hirsch, our guest speaker. We thought about putting a little fire picture or something here for our fireside chat, right? Calling it up on our iPhone or something like that for this discussion, informal, with David. He is the chief of the Crypto Assets and Cyber Unit at the SEC. I actually love the fact that he's in Fort Worth. So many of the chiefs are in the offices on the coast, primarily on the East Coast, that it's kind of nice to have somebody in our backyard be so important. I like that. Prior to having this role, he was counsel to Commissioner Crenshaw, and he focused on enforcement and crypto digital asset issues in that role as well. He was before that a counsel in the enforcement division, a member of the Digital Ledger Technology Working Group and Dark Web Working Group, had been in private practice before that, long and illustrious career. As you may remember from John Wander's remarks yesterday, the kind of thing that keeps in-house counsel awake at night includes a lot of these issues, right? Clients who find their information being hacked and then available on the dark web, disclosures issues surrounding that, what a hacker can get, not just in terms of customer and consumer data, but also access to things like power grids. So a very important job that David has. And then Scott told me just to introduce him as David's former colleague. he is a partner at Holland & Knight here in Dallas, also a former SEC, I shouldn't say also, it's kind of like it's me and it's others in the room, former SEC assistant director in the Division of Enforcement. One notable thing for Scott is that he does edit a blog on SEC matters called Second Opinions, and the SEC is very large in that. I think it's interesting to read. If you're interested at all, you can get to it from Holland & Knight's website. So I don't want to take any more time from you guys. Thank you both for appearing, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, Kit. Really appreciate that kind introduction. My initial plan was to spend 5 or 10 minutes making fun of Dave, but he came in with the extremely strong power move of showing up 5 to 10 minutes late. So we no longer have that. I will say that I am former colleague of Dave Hirsch, as is reflected in the materials. I also had the benefit for a couple years of getting to take credit for a lot of Dave's excellent work when he was in the Fort Worth office. So Dave, really grateful that you're able to join us today. I know you have to give your standard disclaimer where you do speak for the commission and everything you say is basically a reflection of everything of the commission. That's the disclaimer, right?
Okay. Very close. It's been a minute since you've been with the agency. We've changed some things up, I guess. I am here in my official capacity, although the comments I offer are mine alone and do not necessarily reflect the views of the commission, the commissioners, or fellow staff.
No, appreciate that, Dave. So my sense is that most of the audience really wants to hear your perspective on crypto, NFTs, you know, the exchange litigation that's going on right now. And so naturally, we're not going to start there. Let's start with I'm going to call it the other side of your house, because you are the, what is it, digital asset, crypto asset, and cyber chief? Is that, I can't keep up with the title changes.
The crypto assets and cyber chief, yeah. Okay. But up until May 2022, we were just the cyber unit.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, my confusion then is justified. Indeed. So let's start on the cyber side of the house. There's been a number of proposed rulemakings. The SEC just finalized a rule regarding cyber disclosures for public companies. Would be interested to hear your thoughts on the new rules that were just finalized.
Sure, absolutely. So regarding the issuer disclosure rule, I'm not going to give chapter and verse, both because the written word is more comprehensive and probably more accurate, unfortunately, from my own recollections. But I'm happy to go over some of the highlights of it. And so, you know, one of the things that I think has attracted the most attention about that new rule is it sets in place kind of a mandatory period by which companies must inform their investors if they have suffered a material cyber incident. And that is, once they realize that it's crossed the materiality threshold, they have 4 days to file their 8K. That's not the end of the story. They're certainly not only permissible, but expected, I think, that there will be subsequent disclosures, because in the first 4 days after an incident, for anyone who's counseled a client or has been with a client who suffered one of these incidents, it's often hard to know that soon, even after making a materiality determination, the total extent of what has happened, how much that's impacted operations, how much it's impacted assets, including valuable IP or other private information.